fun together.
Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox Knowledge.
It is time for a Wiley Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Off and running, literally, on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is wide open.
It is.
So wide open.
Yes.
That even Justin Fields could hit it.
Ooh!
Oh, come on.
Well, now that he's not a Steeler, I mean, we can. 814-954-7266, if you wish to join said program today.
Oh, man, that was low.
Oh, come on.
Come on, he wasn't that bad.
No, he wasn't.
He was pretty good in his brief time as a Steeler.
Yeah.
So he wasn't bad.
Very serviceable.
All right, folks, yes, we have open line time. Later this hour, we're going to have a guest from one of our sponsors talking about, hey, you need a job. I think these folks could help you out. Like a good-paying job, I think these folks could help you out.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Stay tuned for that. That'll be later this hour. Otherwise, we have open line time today. If you'd like to join us again, 814-954-7266. All right, let's start with this. Weather. Yes, weather. What'd you say, Wiley Wednesday?
That's right. It's a Wiley Wednesday.
Wiley wet Wednesday. Mm. Yeah, we could get a thunder shower or something later today and so on.
Yeah.
I don't know, at least where I'm at, yesterday, yeah, okay, it was annoying, it was icky, it was squishy. It didn't turn out to be as bad. There was a flood watch, remember, yesterday, and as far as I know, I passed some creeks. Obviously, creeks are up, but I don't think we had any flooding situations, which is great. All right, that's nice. However, now, if somehow you don't pay attention to weather, come on, could that be anybody? Some of you, maybe you really are oblivious to weather. Okay. Next week is going to be H-O-T.
Only that, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Okay.
You got to be careful with the heat.
Now, it's interesting. Now, on my device, I have several weather apps, and I kind of bounce around just to see, okay, these folks say this, these folks say this, these folks say this. They're similar, but they're not the same. All right? Okay. Different weather forecasting, you know, blah, blah, blah. One says pretty much all next week is going to be in the 90s. They've got one day right now. Now, this is a week out. They've got next Wednesday, all right, predicted for a high of 96 next Wednesday. Okay, 96. Sunday night's low will be 70. That's the low on Sunday. Ooh. All right. Now, I switch to another app that I have on my device. They, right now, say only 2 days next week will be in the 90s. I think I like the second one. I'm going to go with the second app better than the first app. We don't know, okay? What we do know is going to be hot next week. There's a heat wave predicted for the Midwest, the Northeast, some other spots. Plan accordingly, all right? If you have a house that doesn't have air conditioning, plan accordingly. Maybe you work in a building or something that doesn't have air conditioning. Plan accordingly. I have to assume, I don't know if we do this around here. I know they do it in cities. All right. In cities, when they have heat waves, like what is apparently coming next week, they'll find, a fire hall or someplace, and they open it up to anybody and they call it a cooling center. So if you live in a house that doesn't have air conditioning, and we have, well, if that one prediction is correct, 5 straight days in the 90s, that's bad. And, of course, it's going to be humid and muggy and ugh. And if you're in a situation like that in a city, you could go to a so-called cooling center. I don't know if we have any of those around here. Does that ring a bell? Cooling, is there, I don't know, some place in State College where they just kind of open the doors and people can come in if it's really hot and they can cool off? It's definitely a city thing. But either way, folks, prepare. We got a heat wave coming. If you've got certain health situations, that could be dangerous. All right, let's be careful. None of that crazy stuff. We got, if you're a summer lover, here it comes. All right, I hope you're happy. All right, not my speed. I like cooler weather. So get ready for next week. Is anybody doing this? I figure somebody out there is doing this. Okay. Now, school just ended, what, a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Like local schools, like K-12, stuff like that. And I know from experience that in the last number of days and weeks of a school year, probably up on the they don't have chalkboards anymore, but up on the board, they would have 10 days till summer or something like that. And they would do the countdown of the school year. Is anybody doing a reverse countdown? Anybody? Somebody out there. All right. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I'm just curious. If I count correctly, it's now 70 days until school starts. Now, maybe some parents. They're already starting the countdown. No. Oh, my gosh. Get the kid back in school. 70 days till school starts. Okay, just a thought. Is this happening to anybody? So yesterday afternoon, I'm working away, and I've got my device, and all of a sudden I get a text on my device from an unknown phone number. And the text is only four words. The four words are you busy tomorrow?
Hey.
Okay, I've got no name, not even a hello. The text was, are you busy tomorrow? ? Now, for just a momento, I was going to respond. I'm thinking,
oh boy.
No. Don't do that. So it was a 913 phone number. So, of course, the first thing it did was, okay, where's this? I don't know. Searched. It's Kansas City, Missouri, or part of Kansas City, Missouri. 913 phone number.
I refer to it as KC.
KC, okay.
I'm hip like that.
So somebody, well, see, you can't even say that anymore.
No?
Somebody in KC texted me. No, not necessarily. All right, if you've gotten those messages, and they're really annoying. You get messages from Bowlesburg was a hot one for me for a while. I kept getting text messages from somebody in Bowlesburg. And I'm thinking, no, this isn't somebody in Bowlesburg. This is somebody someplace else that somehow hijacks a phone number and texts you from Bowlesburg. Except it wasn't Bowlesburg. I know it. So I don't know where this came from. Probably not Kansas City.
Probably from Bowlesburg.
Maybe it started in Bowlesburg, went to Kansas City, and came to me.
Oh, the irony.
Let's take a call here.
Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
I'll tell you where it came from. Hello, this is Bob. Did you order PayPal for $395? Can
yes.
I have your credit card number? You need to go to the store and buy gift cards and send them to me in Pakistan here so we can rip off more of you Americans.
I don't know why we're not
blowing up those centers overseas. Send the SEALs in, man. Take them out. And the drones.
Well, I was going to say, maybe not the SEALs. Maybe do, I don't know, drones.
I'm
fairly certain it probably came from, yes, far, far away.
Yeah.
Not Luke Skywalker far away, but far away. And, yeah, I wish we would do something about those. Either text or I get the one you're describing. I get those emails periodically. They tell me that I have some file that I have to open, or I've just purchased some software program, and I'm like, no, I didn't do any of those things. Now I know enough to ignore those, but this text yesterday was just, are you busy tomorrow? ?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, is this a business? Is this a woman? It's like, well, who is this?
You ever get caught talking to an AI, and after 5 minutes, I'm like, this is an AI. I can't believe I'm talking to them, so dumb.
Yeah.
I'm talking to an AI. I think I'm talking to a person. But I play along with them, and I say, okay, let me tell you something, Clyde. And I'm directed, I'm authorized to tell you this. We have targeted your building with a drone. It won't be there in 5 minutes. You better evacuate it. You understand me? And then I hang up.
You know
they're thinking about it. So you talked about Caitlin Clark, and what an amazing player. I don't really like basketball, but I love watching her play, shooting three-pointers like from across. How do you even do that? But this is a case of individualized racism based on the black women that don't like her because it's their sport. And I have the way to solve this. I mean, you know, I'm a solver.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you the way?
Oh, okay. Please.
First of all,
please do.
First of all, there's no blackboards in schools. Are you kidding me? They took those out? Really?
Yeah, they have. They don't use chalk anymore. If they have a board, if they have a board, they use like erasable marker.
That sucks. Do the chalk thing. But so this is what 70 days left.
But what's weird about that is they still have the meetings. I keep seeing that they have these board meetings. What are they meeting about if there's not even a board? This is just weird.
Are they meeting about boards or what?
A lot of the schools are still having these board meetings, like, guys, we got rid of the boards. What are you doing?
Do the Penn State trustees have a board? I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm telling you.
So there's 70 days, they're going, okay, let's see what we can do now. What new math can we create to confuse these little ones? What can we pump in their head to make sure they're good little boys and girls and pay their taxes?
Yes, that's exactly what educators are doing right now.
They're doing it right now. They're schoolers, they're not educators. But here's the deal. Here's how you fix the problem with the WNBA. DEI. That's how you fix it. You should not judge anybody based on their talent. That is racist. It's sexist. There's no equity in that. You should be anyone that wants to be able to play should have their turn. I'm 5'6". I'm a short guy, maybe, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight. I haven't gotten on a scale recently. But I should be able to play in the NBA. No. If I identify as a woman, I should be able to play in the WNBA. If it applies to business, it should apply to sports, right?
Okay, hold on.
And one more thing. If we're not going to do that, how about 50-50? 50% white, 50% black. Italian, Sicilians are halfway there, so maybe 25% Sicilians. What do you think?
Can you hit a jump shot?
I can't even dribble a basketball.
Well, okay, well, then they're not going to let you in the WNBA if you can't do that.
But if I identify as a female and I identify as someone who can do that, why can't I do that?
Yeah, but you have to do it. You have to hit a jump shot. You're saying you can't even hit a jump shot. They're not going to let you in.
But well, that's discriminatory.
That's discriminatory. Yes. The whole point of the game is to put ball in the basket. Jump shot.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's discriminatory. Thank you.
Jeff. Absolutely right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. Oh, folks, when we say open line, we're not kidding, okay? All right, open line, 814-954-7266. Uh-oh, now we've started something. Yes, in the NBA or WNBA, you've got to be able to hit a jump shot.
You've reached the WNBA hotline. How may we help you this morning?
Hi, good morning.
WNBA. Hey. I have a good friend of mine. We've discussed the WNBA at length. Not that we're going to watch any games, but let's be perfectly honest. I take Imhotep Charter School out of Philly, and I put them against a WNBA champion. They don't score.
Okay, now hold on. The Imhotep girls or boys?
Boys.
Boys.
Well, they don't score? Okay, come on. They'd at least score.
I don't know that they would get across half court, to be honest with you. How are they going to get across half court with 3'6", 9" inner city guys playing in the front line? How are they going to do that?
Very deftly and with some good passing.
Not easily. But especially competitive.
They'd find a way.
I would agree.
They'd find a way.
Yeah. Okay, I will concede something to you then. They'll score 6 points.
6 points in a game.
Yeah, probably two half-court shots.
in a game, not in a quarter, in a game.
Oh, no, in a game, in a game.
6 points in a game, okay. I will respectfully disagree, but okay.
Okay, what do you think, 10?
It'll be more than 10.
Well, I think the point being that do they have skills against like personnel? Absolutely, but they're not. It's not a comparable sport to what the men are playing.
Well, yeah. Now, hopefully, folks, are we all in agreement on this? If we're not, okay, you need to seriously take a look in the mirror. Of course, yeah. I think we've talked about this before. You know, now you were talking about putting a high school boys team against a WNBA women's team. All right, now that's extreme, maybe. But, this is an old argument. You put guys up against gals in just about any sport, the guys are going to win. And they'll probably win handily.
I think curling might be the exception.
Who?
Curling.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Regards to the previous conversation about phone calls and whatnot and what have you,
yeah.
I won't name the town, but I have a town near me that comes up on my caller ID quite regularly, and most of the time I ignore it, but once in a while I pick it up because I've done business in that area, and I don't recognize the number, but it may be a reference from somebody else and so on, and I pick it up, and as the gentleman mentioned, I get somebody from Pakistan, and typically my response is, sir, I'm not really interested. Secondarily, I know this phone call is not originating from where you say it is because everybody in that town is a redneck, and you would not exist in that town.
Okay, now, we're not trying to besmirch the town, all right, but what's the town?
That's why I didn't mention it.
Well, no, I mentioned Bowlesburg. I'm not besmirching Bowlesburg, but I was getting calls from a Bowlesburg phone number.
This was Hickville, USA. I'm very familiar with it.
I was going to say, what's the town?
Alexandria.
Okay.
Huntington County.
Yeah, Huntington County. Yeah, I've got friends there. Okay.
And none of them are Muslim, correct?
Probably not. No.
Okay. No. But it's irritating. I remember distinctly when cell phones were first becoming very popular and more readily available. I remember making the statement myself, well, at least I'll get rid of these nonsensical sales calls on my landline. I get more on my cell phone now than I ever got before.
Yes. Yes, not even close. Yes.
Well, Scott, you have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
And that other guy, Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah, the other guy.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do as well.
Thank you.
And my birthday's coming up Friday, so I wanted to make sure, Jeff, it's the red Toyota pickup that I wanted. Is that, you got that down?
Oh, son of a gun. I thought it was the black.
Oh.
The red. That's all right. We have a day to get it straightened out. Okay, red.
Got it.
I'm taking notes. Thank you.
Speaking of countdowns, how long until wrestling?
Act surprised on Friday, though.
Yeah.
You still need to act surprised.
Wrestling starts in 3 months.
It cannot get here soon enough, I will tell you that.
Right.
I think we're 77 days away from Penn State football season.
Yeah.
As well.
Thanks for your call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there are folks on social media, like every day, 77 days, 76 days.
That's right.
It's amazing how many Penn State football highlights there are. It's like a million. And multiple people are doing this, not just one. Multiple, I don't know, people, outlets, whatever. 78 days till Penn State football season, and there's a shot of Kerry Collins making a great play from 1994 or something like that. Ugh. Yeah, you're not counting the days till wrestling season? Yes, you are. I know you are. Come on. How many days are there?
It can't get here soon enough. I don't know that we have the official...
There's got to be somebody doing
the
that.
The official first match scheduled yet, so that makes it a little more difficult.
Oh, so you're saying the schedule's...
countdown to the first match.
Schedule's not set yet, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Oh, all right. There we go. Okay. 814-954-7266. Folks, beware those spam calls were one thing. Now we got spam texts. Ugh. And spam emails. Ugh. Be careful, be careful. As they say, especially with emails, don't click that link. Because as soon as you do that, bad things probably start to happen.
Ugh.
Don't do that. What was that message again? Are you busy tomorrow? Yes, I am. Except you don't need to know. All right, let's see what else do we have
here. Very, very busy.
All right. Actually, we're almost out of time here. You know what? Let's take our break right here.
All right.
We've got lots more stuff. Interesting news, lots of arguments. Should we take out Iran? You know, all this other stuff that's, causing some interesting, I'll call them, arguments in national media. But anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Oh, we got good stuff. And more of your interesting calls when we come right back.
He said when we come right back.
The Fox.
It pays to listen to sports radio. 98.7 The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Bellefonte. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Bellefonte cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right. It's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now.
Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day. You celebrate as you see fit. And we take a check of sports here. In the second segment, as we are wont to do on this very program. Open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Penn State student athletes Tyler Warren and Maddie Gordon have been named the Big Ten Conference student athletes who are the winners of the Big Ten Medals of Honor for the 2024-2025 academic year. The Big Ten Medal of Honor awarded to one male and one female student athlete from the graduating class of each Big Ten school. Those individuals demonstrate excellence on and off the field throughout their college career. It is the highest honor that a student competing in conference athletics can achieve in the Big Ten. The award was established all the way back in 1915 and was the first award in intercollegiate athletics to demonstrate support for the educational emphasis placed on athletics. Congratulations to Tyler Warren, the outstanding tight end from the football team, and Maddie Gordon, who had herself a sensational career on the softball diamond for Penn State. Penn State women's basketball coach Carolyn Keeger announcing that Jason Crafton will join the Lady Lions staff as the general manager as well as an assistant coach for the program. He has a wide variety of basketball coaching experience over 20 years at various levels and in a variety of roles. He will, as general manager, as well as assistant coach for the Lady Lions, be responsible for roster building and maintenance, generating NIL strategies, and overall program development both on and off the court. Crafton most recently was the chief program strategist for the Columbia men's basketball program. He worked closely with head coach Jim Engels and his staff on innovative ideas, they said, to enhance the growth of the program both on and off the court. Last night's game between the Spikes and the Scrappers, scheduled for Medlar Field at Lovano Park, was canceled. Apparently a little bit of rain got in the way, is our understanding. Mahoning Valley and State College will try again today. State College has had one game in the last 5 days. There were four games scheduled during that time frame. It has just been that kind of spring and start to summer. Mahoning Valley and State College again will try this evening at 6:35, the scheduled start at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Pittsburgh Pirates manager Don Kelly returned to Detroit, where he played for six seasons with the Tigers. Six of his nine major league seasons were spent in Detroit. Got a very warm greeting, and the Pirates jumped out to a 3-2 lead over the Tigers, who have the best record in Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies last night.
You forgot the second half of the story.
That series continues tonight. There will be a game two out in
Comerica Park.
I see where this is going.
At 6:40. Oh, I need to give the details on the rest. They were up 3-2 after three innings. A really good start.
That's
fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
no offense.
Oh.
Like none by the Pirates over the last six innings. Tigers did have some offense. Javier Baez providing a good bit of it with a couple of home runs. And Detroit wins it 7-3. Alexander Canario replaced Brian Reynolds in right field after the first inning. Reynolds' wife went into labor last night.
Oh.
He's like, guys, I got to go.
That's important.
So he left. Canario came in and hit a two-run single in the third inning.
Good.
So it's like, all right, this works. And then it didn't work. Series will resume 6:40 tonight in Detroit, airtime at 6:15 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. That is a good Tigers team, I will say. Watching, and they were not at their best last night. A couple of fielding decisions. And I'm like, I'm not sure about that. But, man, you know, it's nice to have a little offense. Just saying. Miami Marlins beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-3. That snaps Philadelphia's five-game win streak. Eric Wagaman and Jesus Sanchez each homered for the Marlins. Phillies manager Rob Thompson says Nick Castellanos was benched for an inappropriate comment the outfielder made after being pulled for a defensive replacement on Monday. Maybe we'll take your thoughts on what that inappropriate comment was.
No.
Give us a ring. No, that's not a good idea.
Probably a four-letter word. Okay.
Jesus Luzardo took the loss for the Phillies last night. He allowed four runs on six hits in five-plus innings of work. And the Phillies end up losing. He also had four strikeouts but gave up four walks. The third game of that four-game series on tap tonight in Miami, that'll be a 6:40 first pitch for those fighting Phillies. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup. Congratulations.
Again, yeah.
You've got to feed the beast. And the Panthers have been beastly now for back-to-back seasons. That is, I think the NHL is the toughest of the professional leagues to win back-to-back championships in, primarily because it is such a grind, the season to begin with. But that postseason, to get through two entire seasons and postseasons in hockey is really physically and mentally, but really physically challenging and very demanding. And that's why you don't see a lot of back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. But the Panthers just really, really steady throughout the postseason for a second straight year. Edmonton obviously had a terrific year, but the Panthers win the decisive sixth game last night, 5-1, to take the series four games to two. Again, the Panthers winning back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. Sam Reinhart, the hero last night in Game 6, he scored four of the five Florida goals in the Cup clincher. Matthew Tkachuk had the other Panthers goal, and Sergei Bobrovsky made 28 saves in net for the Panthers. And for Canada, it is now 32 years and counting.
Oh,
it'll be at least
Canada.
33 years between Stanley Cup championships for a team from Canada. Team from Canada has not raised the cup since the Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings back in the 1993 Stanley Cup Finals.
Amazing. That's really incredible.
It's just bonkers. And it's kind of funny because I think there are some that think like all of Canada is like, you know, come on, Edmonton. No. Toronto fans are not like, man, we really want Edmonton to win this for our country. That's just not the way that works. They want the Maple Leafs to win it and bring it back. But Edmonton fans wouldn't be any more happy with the Maple Leafs winning it than they would be, oh, let's just pick a random team. Like the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh.
If they yeah. were... May be a while here for the beloved Pens.
Yes.
The Pacers will host the Thunder in Game 6 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Oklahoma City leads Indiana 3-2 and can close out that series with a win in Game 6 on the road tomorrow. If Indiana wins, the Thunder will go back home and host Game 7. That game would be Sunday night because they drag this thing out as long as humanly possible. Why you would not schedule that game for Friday? Anyways, that is the multiple days between games in the NBA finals just perplexes
yeah.
me. You're dragging it out too long is the bottom line.
I agree.
And that's from somebody that doesn't watch anyway, so sure the NBA is very, very interested yeah. in my thoughts on what they should be doing moving forward. And lots of anticipation with the upcoming Penn State football season. And the hype train is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, mm-hmm. which is fun. And I think if you're the Penn State program, you just embrace it and you roll with it because, in part, that's really all you can do. But I think they are positioned to be able to handle that. And they are, again, if you look around, it's like every day somebody's coming out with the quote unquote way too early preseason rankings. But here's what I think. And Penn State is getting a lot of number one love pretty much across the board. I have not seen, I'm sure there's somebody out there that does not have them in the top five. I haven't seen it. Everybody I've seen on the national prognostication front as Penn State in the top five. And it seems like Penn State is one of three teams that seem to be garnering number one status, Georgia and Texas being the others. Oregon and Ohio State are getting a lot of love. Not a lot of folks picking either of them to win the title, although I have seen Oregon top two or three in several different rankings. But it is going to be a fun season coming up. All right, real quickly, our lineup today following our program, which is called Let's Talk. We go 8 to 10 weekday mornings here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We will join at 10 o'clock the Dan Patrick Show. Keep an eye on this kid. I think he's got a future in
the
business.
Good, yeah.
He's not too shabby. 12 noon, we'll join Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. They'll take you to 2 o'clock. At 2, we will join Fox Sports. Colin Cowherd will have an hour of his program from 3 to 4 this afternoon. It will be Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show here on Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox. Then we're back to the Pennsylvania Sports Network. Jed Donahue will take over the airwaves from 4 to 6. And then again, 6:15, the airtime tonight as the Battling Bucks will try again, taking on the Tigers in Detroit. Scheduled 6:40 start. And it is
hang in there, buddy.
I'm doing my best.
I'm so
excited that we have the Pirates and so disappointed that this is what we have to present.
Hey, it could be
that starting pitching is just so good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can we?
Me too.
Can we trade? The Orioles take your starting pitching, and I don't know, the Orioles will give you something. Orioles beat the Rays 5-1 last night,
by
the way.
There you go.
You missed that
score. Going for you.
My Birds have won 15 of their last 22. So that whatever the heck that was in April and the first half of May appears to be by the boards now. So anyway.
The Pirates season appears to be by the boards now. As well.
Now, if you're a Phillies fan, this is driving you crazy, isn't it? You have a very streaky team. All right. They go for like a week and a half and can't win. Then they go for a week and a half and win everything. Now they just lost last night. Let's see if they fall back into a losing streak. This is a streaky team.
We haven't seen streaking like this since the late 70s, early 80s, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, somewhere around there, I guess. Yes, Penn State football. Stuff on social media. Okay. Some guy, I should have taken a picture of this. Some guy put a thing up yesterday on X Twitter rating all of the Division I football teams. All of them.
Yeah.
Now, Penn State, he has number one.
There you go.
I believe it was Kent State. He has like number 100 and something.
Yeah.
It was at the very, very, very end. Okay. Now, I should have looked to see where Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova show up on that list.
I think they would be closer on that spectrum to Kent State than Penn
you
State.
You think so?
Is
yeah.
what I firmly believe.
But I tell you what, that whiteout game with Oregon there in late September is going to be gigantic. I mean, you mentioned the hype train. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? It's fully steamed up.
Oh, yeah.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Okay. Anyway. And by the way, the English Premier League soccer season starts in 59 days.
There you go.
Yes.
They got that going.
For my fellow suffering Manchester United fans, we have no clue what's going to happen next season.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. I believe we have a guest coming in. And then at 9 o'clock hour, oh my gosh, what will we talk about?
Look out.
Interesting things and your calls on an open line show. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Bellefonte. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
98.7 The Fox. It is our Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Joined in this final segment of our first hour this morning by Scott Coral with Glenn O'Habaker Incorporated. Scott, first of all, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate the time. We like to just start getting a little background from all of our guests, just personally. How long have you been with Habaker? Where are you from? Just give us a little background on your role as well with Glenn O'Habaker.
Yes. Yeah, I've been with Habaker going on my 22nd year. Been in trucking, transportation for over 35 years. I live in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. Big sports fan. Listen to you guys, you know, not every single morning, but most of the mornings I listen to you guys. But,
I beg your pardon.
We appreciate that.
No, you're fine. You're cool.
But now I've been in transportation for a long time. And like I said, we're actually running some sessions this weekend, trying to get some new hires and new drivers on board, and you know, appreciate you guys having us in.
Sure. No, really appreciate your coming in. Full disclosure, I love Glenn O'Habaker as just a company and what they do in the area and what they do with the employees. And again, full disclosure, my dad went to high school with Dan, the Habaker, and then I went to high school with Pat. So I've known the Habakers very well for a long time. But I took, this is years ago now, but the Dale Carnegie class, and I don't even remember how many. There were a bunch of GOH employees in there. And just in talking to them, Scott, I mean, it really is a company. And we just had the CBICC event last week and was talking to Brian Harbster, and we started talking to some other folks with GOH. And there just is a family feel to that the company, and it's by design that is there.
Absolutely. Dan, Michael, and Patrick, they come out to jobs, they come to other offices. I mean, they're always on the road. They sit down and talk to you, they remember your name. I mean, it's not just a family-owned business run. They are family-owned because they come out and they see you and they talk to you, they take your input, they value their employees. I can't say enough about them. Like I said, I've been here for 22 years, and like I said, they'll sit down and have a cup of coffee with you or call you on the phone at night if they need to, you know, whatever it needs to be.
Well, and it sounds like you've kind of worked your way up through different positions, and I think that is one of the things, like they genuinely want you to have personal and professional growth with them. Like, it's not, hey, come punch the clock and get out of here. They invest in you, I think, probably as much as the employees invest in the company and
absolutely. They're looking for employees that want to learn, want to grow, want to advance in the company, you know, through promotions, through, you know, lateral transfers, whatever it may be. Just because you start in one division doesn't mean that's where you're going to end up. I mean, you could start in as a laborer and end up a operator, driving truck, project manager, whatever. The sky's the limit with Hall Bakers. I mean, they induce the promotion and the drive to want to succeed.
And speaking of that drive to succeed, if folks, there's lots of opportunities, but triaxle drivers are of particular need at the moment. There is an event coming up on Saturday if you are so inclined. And boy, if you're a triaxle driver, this really is a great opportunity to get in with an organization that can allow you to have, again, long-term growth and a long-term career here.
Right. Yeah, we are actually conducting, it's called an information session, what we're calling it. It's actually at CPI, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science. We're having two different sessions. The first session is going to be from 9 to 10 in the morning. That will be for our experienced CDL drivers. They're the ones with, that already carry a current CDL class A or B. Basically, you're coming in. I'll be there talking, giving out information. We'll do handouts. You will find out about benefits, about wages, about hours, about, you know, the construction work. Anything you have questions about, we'll answer. And literally with the CDLs, you could leave there with a job offer and a start date. I mean, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to help people get fill out applications. Just basically walk them through the entire process from start to finish. There's going to be a second session that's going to be from 11 to noon. This is going to be what we're calling it's the CDL trainee program. We're offering this to people who do not currently carry a CDL. We're going to bring them in, basically cover the same type of information, a little bit more in depth, just to let these people understand what the job entails, what it takes to drive a triaxle, and just your daily, you know, requirements are going to be needed. So we're going to break down. We're going to give a lot of handouts, a lot of information, and then see if this is something, a path that they want to choose for their career, or, you know, maybe not. But like I said, Saturday is going to be a great opportunity to get any type of information you're interested in, and possibly a job offer right there on Saturday. So 9 to 10 if you have a current CDL class A or B. 11 to 12 if you don't have a CDL and you are interested in possibly training to get one.
So about how long, if somebody doesn't have, it falls into the latter category there, they're interested but they don't have the CDL, ballpark for the training for that before they'd be ready to go?
Basically, when we bring them in, we have certified trainers so we can conduct this, and usually it's between 30 and 40 days.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't take as long as you think. I mean, evidently, there are learning differences between people. Some pick up a little quicker than others.
And then there's guys like Scott and I. Probably a six-month process.
Speak for yourself.
Was that out loud?
But, yeah, like I said, it does differ between the individual. But, like I said, usually 30 to 40 days. And like I said, we're not pushing them through this. We want them to understand. We want them to learn. We want them to be safe. And like I said, even after they get their CDL and they are driving on their own, we have them following people to, you know, have that lifeline in case they have questions. So like I said, this is not a quick process, but it is a process that we get through, and we want people to come through it safely.
Yeah.
Scott, I'm just curious, how much of a reach does Glenall Hallbaker have? Like, for instance, in my old job, I covered central and northern Pennsylvania. I drove all over the place, okay? And occasionally I'd come across a Glenall Hallbaker facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I'm thinking about one. It's outside of Athens,
which is way up by the New York border.
Yeah, that's
and I'm thinking, I'm like 2.5 hours from home, and there's a Glen Ole Hallbaker facility right there. How far of a reach do you guys have?
They cover pretty much all of Pennsylvania. Like you stated, the one up north Athens, we actually call that the Greens Landing facility.
Right.
But we have stuff in Irwin, New York, from down to Montoursville, Pennsylvania, out to Hazleton, out to Grove City. We actually have facilities in Ohio. And we come across the state between Dubois, Pleasant Gap, Milroy, south of Phillipsburg. Like I said, we got Port Allegheny. I mean, we cover the state. There's not too much of the state that we don't reach. I mean, and actually, they're bidding jobs constantly, and they're going further south into the Dauphin County, Harrisburg region. So, I mean, we're grasping it all.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's a big piece of ground, and you need truck drivers.
Correct. We need drivers. Like I said, we're willing to train, but we're looking, evidently we would like to have this experienced drivers.
Sure.
But like I said, we're looking for all ranges here.
And there are other jobs available. Again, there's a real need right now for triaxle drivers in particular. But you can go to the website if you're interested. You're like, GOH sounds intriguing. Triaxle driving, not my thing. There are plenty of other opportunities, and I'm sure other things that will be pushed over the course of the year as well, but
correct.
You can go to the website and check out.
Yeah, if you choose to go on, like I said, we're going to have other events coming up. We're going to have career links over in Mifflin County, Clinton County, and Lycoming County coming up within the next week. We're going to be on site offering. Where Career Link is actually working with us, taking in kind of like applications they're filling out on their website. But if you do choose to fill out an application, you can go on the Career Link. That should redirect you to ours to get the application filled out for GOH. Evidently GOHCareers.com. It'll bring you right up to it. Or if you type in Glen Ole Hallbakers, there will be a pop-up about this weekend's event. And there's Q codes that can take you redirect you right into the positions. And there's right now there's probably 60, 70 different positions. So anything that you're considering to do as far as in construction business, we have opportunities right now.
What are some of the projects that you work on with GOH? I think we think of, or really maybe it's just me, I think of roads, and it's like, and obviously that is a big part of it. But talk about just some of the other projects that you work on.
You start out west, I mean, we're working on Mercer 80, which evidently Interstate 80. You're coming across from the Ohio border in. We get a lot of jobs on 80. We have some in Montour, Montour 80. We work on Wawa's, I'm sorry. We work on Sheetses. We work on Geisinger's. We work on, like I said, the sky's the limit with Hallbakers. Everybody thinks of road construction, yes, but we do a lot more than just road construction.
How difficult has the weather been with these projects? Obviously, nothing that anybody can do about it. We talk a lot about the impact here on the sports front, obviously, with the outdoor sports, but this has to be driving you folks crazy as well.
It's very trying. Like I said, you just don't know anymore. And like I said, what it's rained like 42 out of the last 47 days or something.
It's bonkers, yeah.
But, I mean, we grab the windows. We try to continue and, like I said, paving, that's the big deal. When it's not raining, you can't pave when it's raining. So evidently we try to grab those windows and get done what we can get done at that point. We still haul a lot of aggregate. We still got a lot of jobs that are working, where we're, like I said, basing the roads or whatever we got to do. But there's a lot of stuff that we can still do in the rain. But like I said, the continuous rain of Noah's Ark here, this is just getting crazy.
It is.
You do anything in West Virginia?
We have been down to West Virginia. We actually did a Sheets, Wise down in West Virginia. We did a Sheets down in West Virginia.
Okay, because they've had some flooding. I mean, like real flooding.
In the past, we have been down there, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate, I think, compared to some of those folks. So, Scott, let's do a quick recap. What is happening on Saturday? The who, what, where, when, why, all that stuff. Let's do a recap of that.
All right, Saturday, we're going to have an information center at CPI in Pleasant Gap. 9 to 10, we're covering having the CDL drivers, the ones that are carrying a current CDL Class A or B. From 11 to 12, we're another information center for anybody coming in without a current CDL that may have the desire to drive a truck. Type in Glenn O. Hallbakers. It will bring up the session. It actually has a pop-up that brings it right up and gives you all the information, the address, where, what times you need to be there, has a Q code, helps you fill out applications. But come Saturday, we'll give you all the information you need. We'll help you out with applications, try to get you directed and on board.
And, I mean, light breakfast will be there as well, so you can't beat that. I mean, come on.
We'll have donuts and muffins and coffee and stuff like that. So
again, a great opportunity here Saturday if you're able to make it. If you're like, oh, man, I really want to do this, but I'm tied up Saturday. Again, go to the website. This is just a great chance to get information and get, you know, kind of the face-to-face, right. Hey, all right, this is what all is available. But you can go to the website. Again, it is goh-inc.com. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the website and then search for job opportunities there. But if you're able, again, Saturday is just a tremendous opportunity here. Scott, anything that we didn't cover that you want to get out either about the informational sessions on Saturday or Glenn O. Hallbaker in general?
Like I said, we're looking for drivers. We're looking for employees, people that have a drive and want a career.
Yeah.
We're not looking for people that want to come in and out, you know, just jump back and forth. We're looking for people that want a career and want to stay with Hallbakers. Great family-owned company. You will meet the owners. They come around. They are just like you and I. They don't disappear once you get hired. They're around. You will see them. It's a great company to work for. But I appreciate you guys having me in today. Like I said, not doing anything Saturday, come on out. At least come out and get a donut.
Absolutely. And there's a reason that GOH has the reputation it does. It's been hard-earned over many, many decades. And, again, I would encourage you. It's kind of like the football or wrestling recruiting front. It's like, well, you go in and then the coaches give their spiel and it's like, all right. And then you talk to the players and they're like, oh, no, this is exactly really what it's presented as. Yep. It's a big deal. And I'm telling you, if you talk to the folks that work at Glenn O. Hallbaker, they will tell you, yep, this is a good place to
plant
your feet and build a career. So, Scott, thank you very much for coming.
Thank
in.
You.
Appreciate it. And thanks for the hats.
No problem.
We love hats. Well, I love hats.
I like hats.
All right. Well, I love hats.
Are you kidding? It's been raining 42 or 47 days. I need a hat
already. They do come in handy. There is that. Scott right. Coral with Glenn O. Hallbaker. Thank you very much. Again, check
you.
It out at CPI on Saturday morning. And we are back with some open phone time in mere minutes on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
98.7 The Fox.
The road to a new career starts here. Join Glenn O. Hallbaker Saturday, June 21st at CPI for our driver information session. From 9 to 10 a.m., experienced tri-axle drivers can learn about driving for GOH. Or join us from 11 to noon if you're interested in the GOH Triaxle Trainee Program. Don't miss the chance to drive your future forward with GOH. That's Saturday, June 21st at CPI 540 North Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. A late breakfast we provided, Glenn O. Hallbaker Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by PAMP and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
WFXS.
The Fox. Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7. The Fox.
It is Let's Talk, hour two on this Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And yeah, we're back, baby, back in the saddle. You can give us a ring at 814-954-7266 if you wish to weigh in on, well, just about any doggone thing you want. It is National Go Fishing Day.
Oh,
so if you get the opportunity to go drop a line,
that's cool.
The creeks, ponds, plenty, a little high.
Plenty of water.
A little high this morning, but you can partake in National Go Fishing Day. It's a disappointing day in that there's no, that I'm aware of, no food. It's not like National Eat Anything Day. It is National Want to Get Away Day. Well, that would be every day.
Yeah, that'd be every day.
That's every day of the year. But National Wanna, not Want To, Wanna. It is National Wanna Get Away Day. And then it is also National, I don't know if this is necessarily a good idea, but maybe it is, National Splurge Day. They encourage you to take a break on the rainy day funds. I mean, my gosh, those funds should be pretty well stored up. We've had plenty of rainy days to get those funds going. But National Splurge Day encourages folks to take those rainy day funds and go splurge. spend a little on whatever you want to go spend a little on.
Does it say who sponsors
you can
this?
Celebrate you
who's the,
today?
Who's the sponsor? Does it say that on your
I'm guessing
there?
Either a credit card company. Let me just look here. Right. I don't know. It just says National Splurge Day. Let me see if there is a... I don't know.
It's like, come on, who's sponsoring National Splurge Day?
Now, see, here's... This is interesting. They have... I'm reading a little further on a different... a National Splurge Day specific site. And, well, I'll just read directly from this. Splurging does not require wiping out the savings account, especially if it's only an occasional event. Of course, splurging comes in many forms as well. To some, it can mean saying yes to whipped cream on your latte. Yes, please. Or that bracelet that you've been eyeing up. Others, it could mean booking that vacation that you've been dreaming about, or replacing that clunker of a car you've been driving around. But you can celebrate the day and savor the indulgence, and this is, they give you 7 great ways to splurge today.
Oh, jeez.
You can visit your favorite restaurant.
Okay.
Are we still a national, the restaurant week locally
yes.
here?
Yeah. Okay. So Happy Valley Restaurant Week.
There's an opportunity. Get a mani and a pedi.
No. No.
You can take an art or a cooking class.
Cooking.
With you on that. Update your wardrobe at least a little. Hey. It's the accusation there.
I'm supposed to stop wearing a T-shirt?
Now, okay. This one I'm all on board with. It's not going to happen, but I'm on board with it. Number 5 is just take a nap.
Okay, I'm for
Give yourself
one.
A little nap.
I'm good
afternoon.
For that one, yes.
Get a massage or wash the car. Folks, I don't know that washing the car.
No.
Given our current circumstances and expected circumstances for the next couple of days, I'm not sure washing the car is necessarily a great idea on this National Splurge Day. But you go enjoy National Splurge Day the way you see fit.
Any way you want. All right, there you go. Splurge Day. For goodness sakes. 814-954-7266. Splurge and pick up the phone. How about that? Anything you'd like to talk about here on a Wednesday morning. Gosh, I've got a bunch of stories. It's the basic theme of probably all of them is, okay, who are we supposed to believe? All right, who are you supposed to believe? Now, if you were listening yesterday, Congressman Glenn Thompson joined us for an hour, the first hour, because that worked for his schedule yesterday. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Talked about a lot of things in that hour. If you missed it, again, come on, really? If you missed it, no problem. 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk interviews page right at the top, all right? We go in, chronological order of sorts. And there's links there. You can listen to his remarks on a number of different things. He has a bill that he introduced in Washington, the Whole Milk for, what's it called? Whole Milk for Schools Act. Where he's trying, and a lot of other people are interested, in bringing back whole milk, or at least, I guess, 2% milk, into schools. It was a dozen years ago that legislation took them out.
I did get a quiet, and I didn't see it, and actually, I'm just now remembering, I never did respond. I didn't see it until well after the show. I am not good at checking my messages sometimes, and when I say sometimes, I mean a lot of the time.
There you go.
Ask my wife. I'm just going to read directly from one of our esteemed listeners. Obviously, he texted this story in the show, and I just was not paying close enough attention. But he says, listening, and know you're probably not taking callers, which we don't.
We just
eventually
don't.
We may. But have a milk question. And I think maybe we didn't do a good job of explaining it, because I think I know this, but I didn't. I want to reach out to GT and just make sure you have it right. But he says, isn't the same farmers who produce whole milk or skim or whatever. Isn't that the same farmers? So is it a matter of how much they get paid for a specific type of milk too, or is it just that they think more whole will be consumed than skim? It's not looking to replace skim with whole. It's looking to give the options.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, put it back in.
It is only skim and chocolate, I think. I'm not even sure if chocolate. I think chocolate, at least in some schools, is still offered. I don't know if it's offered in all schools. But whole milk, all this is additional options.
Yes.
For the kiddos. So it's not looking to replace skim milk with the whole milk. It is, hey, in addition
more
to...
More choice.
Yes, you have options here. And, yeah, that would be more money to the dairy farmers, at least in theory. I'm not sure how much more milk would be consumed in these schools with this overall, because presumably some folks that are drinking skim milk now would just change over to whole. I don't know how many people that aren't drinking any milk now are going to drink whole milk. I don't know what the numbers are there. It just, to me, it's just another one of these common sense things. It's like, well, yeah, just the idea that whole milk, of all of the things that are contributing to obesity issues and overweight problems with the kiddos in this country, I mean, whole milk wouldn't crack the top 100 on that list. It's just not. And why we went after that, of all of the things we could go after, and some of the things that we haven't gone after, is just mind-boggling to me. And I think there's a lot of things out there that I think are coming to light. And I understand some people being not happy with how disruptive things have been here out of the gate under the Trump presidency in a wide variety of areas. But one of the things that I think we are finding out and learning more about is just how poorly government has done its job in a number of fields. I know Robert Kennedy is a lightning rod and these views and that views, but listen, why we have dyes that we know are harmful to, and we have an FDA. We have folks that are supposed to be looking out. Yes, by gosh, we're only going to allow quote unquote healthy things out there. We're going to make sure and check all of this. And then you start to read the reports about what various things in this particular case, the dyes, but various other things that have been approved, and nope, we're okay with that being in the food supply. It's well, why exactly? How did that get through? To me, a lot of it, and listen, I would argue in some cases with some things, I think they're casting too wide of a net, they being the Trump administration. I think they're casting too wide of a net and being not discriminate enough in terms of where or how they are cutting or going after different programs. But I also think a lot of what they are doing is just common sense. We need to know who is in this country and why, as best we can determine, why they are in this country. Well, that does not seem the least bit controversial to me, that component. There are some people that, well, no, that's horribly controversial. Again, I know there are some different things and different thoughts with Kennedy that rub people the wrong way, but could we not all agree that dyes that are clearly poisonous ought not be part of the food supply? Could we just get together and acknowledge, hey, this is a good thing that he is doing on behalf of the American citizens? And we can take up, again, there's going to be other things that we can disagree on and discuss and talk about. But there are some things that I feel like we ought to be able to take the emotion of who's involved out of it if you just generally said, hey, we have dyes that clearly are causing some real problems in kiddos and in the population at large. What do you think about removing those dyes from the food supply? Why, again, remove just a general discussion. Who is going to be, no, by God, we want to make sure we leave those dyes in the food. Well, no, nobody's, like, take that out of it. If you, again, take out all of the ICE raids, and I get some of the imagery, and I get some of the maybe going too far in some cases, but could we just start with, hey, I think it would be good for us to know if somebody's coming into this country, who they are, where they're from, and what their intentions are. I think we ought to look into their background a little bit to make sure in this day and time when we have a lot. Again, you look at what Israel was able to execute and how they were able to execute it in Iran. It is amazing. The flip side of that, for me, is how concerning is it in a government that is as open as ours is, and it's one of the concerns some of us have with the Biden administration, where you had a president who clearly was not altogether on top of it. We might be able to debate slightly how out of it he was, but clearly this was not a guy that 24/7 was sharp as a cucumber out there, and you know how sharp those cucumbers are.
Yeah, they're bad.
Ouch! Be careful with the cucumbers out there, kids. But how concerning is it to you? Because it is to me. It feels like we would be a fairly easy place to infiltrate right now. And we have a lot of things going on under our noses that we are aware of. I just watched another report. I think it was ABC News on Monday morning. I forget if I talked about this here. I've been talking to people about it, but the, where there is more and more land, and this has been talked about for years, that China is buying up in the United States. And this is where, again, you start to play with the numbers. It's like, oh, for crying out loud. It's a manufactured crisis by folks that are, xenophobic or whatever. You're overly nationalist. It's like 2%, to not even 2% of the land, whatever it is, that's being bought up by China, for crying out loud. Like, look at all the land. It's not, and this expert that they had on, it's like, it's not the amount of land, it's where the land is. They are buying this land near military bases and near water supplies. Well, folks, if that's not concerning to you, man, and this is, we live in a relatively free society, and that makes it all the more difficult for our folks to stay on top of things. And I'm just telling you, if Israel can infiltrate Iran to the degree they did, clearly, with all of the, I mean, that is a tight-run ship, and it's a small number of folks that are the influencers there. Well, this country, folks, I mean, we are a pretty wide-open society and pretty, I think there is a potential to easily manipulate different elements of our system. It's why, one of the many reasons why I don't like the idea of bureaucrats sitting in offices unaccountable making major decisions, which we have at the state and the federal level. To a degree that I'm not even sure we're aware of just how much is decided. And again, you get a bad actor in a couple of those positions, and it's like, oh yeah, no, we're okay with that going in the water supply. No, we're okay with, and it does not take much. And I'm telling you, the vigilance with which our our folks that are in charge of the espionage component and the terrorism elements, I mean, they have their hands full and then some these days.
Okay.
Yep.
We're gonna
there's your happy thought.
Man,
for
you were all over the place in that segment.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Milk dies.
Milk
China,
dies.
Israel.
Yep.
Immigration.
That's all out there.
Whoa, that is all out there. So
and I didn't even get to the aliens who have invaded our society from outer space. That's another story for another
Well, they're
day.
In Antarctica. I've got a story on that, too.
Oh, yeah. I
All
saw
right.
that.
So there we go. We're going to got to take a break here. We'll come back, and we have open line time. I'm actually going to go back to milk, which is where we started with this one.
Whole milk.
Whoosh. Okay. This is something I came across this morning like, really? Really? All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. You sit back and enjoy. Listen to the commercials, and we will be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfont. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfont cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he's going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
The road to a new career starts here. Join Glenn O. Hobaker Saturday, June 21st at CPI for our driver information session. From 9 to 10 a.m., experienced tri-axle drivers can learn about driving for GOH. Or join us from 11 to noon if you're interested in the GOH tri-axle trainee program. Don't miss the chance to drive your future forward with GOH. That's Saturday, June 21st at CPI, 540 North Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. A late breakfast we've provided, Glenn O. Hobaker Incorporated, is an equal opportunity employer.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments.
Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
We sure are glad you came to the radio program this morning. It's Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. Speaking of milk, have you ever noticed how in Argentina they have... Oh, wait, no.
What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
What? Holy mackerel, this guy's out of control. Where's your medicated drink?
I want to see the Savannah bananas, too. See how I'm tying it
together? Yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind seeing them.
Oh,
I've seen them on TV.
It's at the top of our list of
they're
things.
They're very interesting and not a bad baseball team.
And we got to get to the Little League World
Series. Kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. They're a good team, and they do
amazing.
They do cool stuff.
Very cool
anyway,
stuff.
Again, there are so many things out there, folks, to aggravate us.
Thank you.
All right, we all, you know, there's a long list. Doesn't matter what direction you're coming from, there's something out there to aggravate you. All right, those protests on Saturday. A lot of aggravated people. Now, I could,
they didn't seem happy.
I could, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's why they showed up. I mean, this whole milk thing just, I don't know, this just drives me a little nuts. So, for instance, we had Congressman Thompson in yesterday. This is his big bill. Well, not, we'll say his big bill, but he's clearly for it about the dairy industry. And a lot of people are signing on. Dave McCormick, U.S. Senator, he's in favor. John Fetterman, U.S. Senator, he's in favor. A lot of other people are in favor. All right. I can't remember the numbers he quoted yesterday, but the votes, they've had like committee votes, have been not even close. Not even close. Now, it has to pass the full Senate, and then it goes to the president for signature and so on. One thing I did not know until I saw this story here from PennLive.com is there's a Pennsylvania version of this bill just for Pennsylvania. It's called the Whole Milk in Pennsylvania Schools Act. Never heard of it. I didn't even know that was out there. Proposed earlier this year, and it's pretty much the same thing as Congressman Thompson's bill. It would reintroduce whole milk and 2% milk into school. Like you said, it's not going to eliminate anything. If a kid, I guess, wants skim milk, they would still be able to get it. Be right there on the cafeteria table or whatever. Be right there for people to get. I guess, you know, 1% or chocolate milk and so on. But I'm reading this story. I'm like, okay, first off, I didn't know there was a Pennsylvania version of this bill. All right. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. All right. Big agriculture. They love it. Okay. Then there's this group, and I've heard of these folks before, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I'm going to call these people activist doctors that apparently hate the dairy industry. I mean, there's no other word. That's the word. They hate the dairy industry. And so sort of the latter half of this story from Penn Live is all these quotes from this particular group on why, you know, this would be a terrible idea to bring back whole milk and 2% milk into schools. Mm-hmm. And they just, it causes cancer. It causes weight gain. It causes other things. Chronic health diseases. It causes diabetes. It causes heart disease and so on. It's, this group says schools should promote water and plant-based milks. Okay, folks, we sort of mentioned this yesterday. There is no such thing as a plant-based milk. Okay? You're not going to go milk an almond. Come on, folks. Let's common sense our way through this. Now, if you like almond milk, great. Awesome. Fine. Wonderful. What is it? Oat milk? Good luck milking oats, all right? It doesn't work for me, okay?
Very difficult.
It's just crazy, you know? I don't know, coconut milk, whatever. Those are not milks. Okay, not dairy milk. And so I'm reading the comments from this group. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, for goodness sakes, this is nuts. Folks, again, let's common sense our way through this. Okay? This is not hard. Now, if you drink whole milk morning, noon, and night, yeah, that's not a good thing. I could pick probably almost any food out there. And if you eat it, whatever, morning, noon, and night, morning, noon, and night, that's probably not a good thing. You need to have a variety in your diet. So if you do nothing but drink milk all day, no, that's not a good thing. All right? It isn't. Now, think back to your school days. And now, of course, there's no school right now, so maybe we have some youngsters listening, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, all right? Remember, because this hasn't changed much. Remember, you would go to lunch in the school cafeteria, okay? Maybe you packed your lunch. Okay, that's fine. Most folks, I think, would go to the school cafeteria, get in line, get your tray, get your food, all that stuff. Do you remember the milk was in a little box? Remember those days? It was a milk box. And the milk box, I don't know, I'm holding my fist. The milk box was maybe the size of my fist. I mean, in other words, it wasn't very big. What was it? What is that officially? A half pint. A half pint of milk. And then they'd put it on your tray, or you'd pick it out off of a shelf or something, and you'd put it on your tray, and then you'd go eat your lunch. A half pint of milk, just a little bit of milk, all right? That hasn't changed, all right? They still have the milk boxes. I think it's still a half pint. I don't even think you can get a full pint, all right, which would be obviously a slightly larger box. These people essentially, no, we can't have half pints of whole milk in school. That would be terrible. It's going to cause all kind of problems. No, it isn't. It's a half pint of milk. One half pint of milk. It's just like, I mean, you got to watch. I've said this before. You got to watch out for the activists. It's like, are you kidding? Can we common sense our way through this stuff? All right. Now, you mentioned dyes. Interesting. All right. Yesterday, Kraft Heinz, all right? We're more to the Heinz than the Kraft, but Kraft owns Heinz, like Heinz ketchup and stuff. Yesterday, Kraft, obviously, big name in foods, they announced they're going to remove all artificial food, drug, and cosmetic dyes from their products by the end of 2027. Now, they'll become the first American company to do this. I expect others will follow.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you're not familiar, Kraft, goodness, there's a lot of foods labeled Kraft. Oh, salad dressing. I mean, all kinds of stuff from Kraft. They also do Jell-O. All right. Now, folks, you ever wonder, you know, get that red Jell-O, where the red comes from, or some of the other colors they have? Kool-Aid. All right. We've all had Kool-Aid, right? How do they color the Kool-Aid? Capri Sun, all right, those are the little, like, juicy drinks in little bags. Okay, Kraft Heinz has all of those. Now, they claim that 90% of their products already are dye-free, but now they're going to get rid of all of them. In fact, it calls these petroleum-based additives.
Ew. Oh, boy.
Ew.
Does not sound appetizing.
All right, you can call something, it's a dye. Okay. No, it's a petroleum-based additive. That might make you think a little differently, like, ew. Now, yes, RFK Jr., this is one of his big deals. Now, our friends in Canada and Europe got rid of dyes like ages ago. They won't do it. Maybe some of our foods that we would like to sell to them, like to Canada and Europe, they're not buying them because this dye stuff is in it.
Yep.
We've mentioned this before, Fruit Loops cereal. Now, I haven't eaten Fruit Loops cereal since I can't remember when, all right? Sugary cereals are not my thing. But somebody did a story a while back with a comparison, Fruit Loops cereal in America, Fruit Loops cereal in Canada. It's different, and they did a little side-by-side, and yes, the American Fruit Loops cereal is much more colorful. You got vibrant reds and blues and greens and whatever.
Probably a lot more healthy for you, too.
They tasted the same.
Yeah.
All right? So, in other words, if you're eating the cereal, isn't that the goal? How's this taste? Oh, this is not bad. if you're into sugary stuff. So red 40, whatever that is, yellow 5, blue 1. Apparently, they're on the hit list.
Hut, hut.
Got to get rid of all those. Now, the story here says Kraft Heinz already uses natural alternatives like beet juice and vegetable extracts. All right. If they're going to do business in other countries, they have to make a separate version just for them without these petroleum-based additives. Ugh, that just, yeah. That makes me want to retch just saying that, all right? Now, if you're interested, Heinz ketchup. The one and only Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, it's, yeah, yeah.
It's good and red,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There's no dyes in Heinz ketchup. Never was. Okay?
That's right.
Never was. There's no dyes in Heinz ketchup. So you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to give up ketchup. No. For goodness sakes, have you seen a tomato? It's red. Have you seen tomato paste? It's red. All right? So no worries there. So, whew. I mean, as I've read more
except
about this
green tomatoes,
as I've read more about green. This dye stuff, I'm like, yeah, we ought to get rid of this. What the heck is this doing in food? Petroleum-based additives. All right. Hopefully, you're not eating breakfast right now. And I just made you like right in the corner. All right. Take a look at food. Here's something to do today. Take a look at packaging of foods. Boxes. We're talking boxes and bags. All right, boxes and bags of food. Folks, have you ever really taken a good look at you have to put the ingredients on the side of the bag or box. You ever taken a real good look at that? Do it sometime if you've never done that. It's enlightening.
Enlightening, is that what we're going with?
Yeah, it's enlightening what you are putting into your body in some cases.
That you have no idea what it is. It's not going to really do you much good to read it because it's like, okay, I don't know what.
I don't know what
all
that,
those eums what, and yeah. ides and yeah, what dyes. I don't know what any of that actually means.
I get a bunch of e-newsletters because I like to stay informed. There's one in particular. Every now and then, it's like a quiz. And they'll say, okay, here's all the ingredients of this food. Guess the food. And it's a food you've heard of, like Twinkies or you know, some kind of, I don't know, a donut or something or cereal. And they got this usually a rather long list of all the things, and it's taken right from the ingredients on the package, which we never read, and maybe we should. You just read that list like, oh, what the heck is what? What is, huh? What is that? Ugh. And watch out for, what was it, red 40, yellow 5, and blue 1.
Hut, hut.
Yeah, that does. Yeah. Omaha, Omaha. All right, Peyton Manning.
Pick up the blitz, tackle. Pick up the blitz. Here
holy
we go.
Moly. All right, then we have the whole Israel situation, since you were meandering all over the place earlier, all right? The simple question, should we get involved? There's the question. Now, this is getting great debate down in D.C. There are Republicans that are split. Yes, we should. No, we shouldn't. All right. Frankly, there are Democrats. I mean, John Fetterman, who, God love him, and he's driving Democrats crazy. John Fetterman is all for what Israel's doing right now. A lot of his cohorts are not, but he's all for it. Okay, all right, that's fine. It's a very interesting view from his point. I mean, the Iranian leadership is teetering right now. They really are. And yes, what Israel has managed to pull off is, I mean, the whole pager deal from whenever that was, months ago or whatever, you know, the Hezbollah members with pagers that somehow Israel got their hands on and did something to, and then one day, beep, boom, took out a whole bunch of, if you want to call them, whole bunch of bad guys.
Yep.
All right. Now, Israel, again, has somehow done something. I mean, Israel is the cagiest intelligence group on the planet right now. These folks seemingly can infiltrate anything. And so there are Israelis in Iran with drones that when the time came to, okay, let's go, they were right there. I mean, if you grab a map, there's a distance between Israel and Iran. You've got to cross Jordan. You've got to cross Saudi Arabia, maybe part of Iraq, before you get over to Iran. And when this gig started and I heard about all these drones and stuff, I'm like, wow, that's a long distance. No, some of these actually somehow got into Iran.
Yeah.
and then they cut them loose. And they took out their number one military leader, like on the first day, and they replaced him, Iran did, with a new guy. They took him out, like yesterday or 2 days ago. I mean, it's incredible. Now, Trump goes on, like, you know, he's like, we know where the supreme leader is. We could take him out, too. And I'm thinking, okay, holy moly. Now, should we join in? Because maybe if we joined in, we might kind of push it over the edge and the Iranian government would just collapse. Which, by the way, if I'm correct, a lot of Iranians wouldn't have a problem with that. They would like their government to go.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is the military backs the government. And there's the problem.
All right. Yes, and you don't know.
You don't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes it is better to work with the devil you know than the one you don't. And we don't know what fills that void in leadership if this regime does get toppled. There's no guarantee that, far from a guarantee, that, all right, well, now this group is reliable, trustworthy, they want to work for the greater good. That actually seems like an unlikely outcome. So that is one of the real struggles here. That being said, we have to prevent nuclear weapons from getting into the hands of that current regime. Maybe from future regimes as well, but for sure from this one. And I think by pretty much whatever means necessary, we have to ensure that does not happen. That has devastating, almost guaranteed, devastating consequences for us, but for the planet in general.
So we should get involved. And it would be directly, it'd be us.
Yeah, I think we need to see the fact that Israel, and I guess, if we want, we also have air supremacy there, is a big deal. Again, I'm flipping around and I'm watching different so-called experts, but a few folks that have been in the military were high up on the intelligence, foreign intelligence ladder, believe that we do have a very, very good idea, pretty precisely, where some of these underground nuclear reactors, I guess, that they're building are. And I was watching the one gentleman this morning in the wee morning hours because I couldn't sleep. But he's explaining that it would take probably 4 to 6 bombs in the one place. Like, you need a couple to get down far enough to where you can get into this, and then a couple to take care of it. If we can provide, I mean, I guess it depends what you mean by us being directly involved. If we can, and I don't know if we need to tell them, they already know, but if they can handle that, and, you know, if we provide the weapons or whatever, if that's what they need, but if they can take care of that, if they have the airspace, and boom, we precisely get rid of those opportunities for nuclear weapons to be built, at least for quite a while. I mean, if we take that stuff out, obviously it doesn't ensure what could happen down the road, but it's going to set them back many, many years in the process. That seems like a worthwhile venture to me. I think one of the concerns in listening to the different arguments is what I think most folks want on either side is, if we do go in, and I know there's a substantial portion of society that doesn't want us to go in. And I'm saying go in with drones. I'm not saying very few people that I've seen are advocating we put boots on the ground in Iran. But if you want an end game, one of the problems with Iraq and the way that thing unfolded was it wasn't a clear objective. And, all right, once this is done, the war is over. It was kind of a fluid goalpost in terms of what the objective. If the objective here is clearly do everything we can to destroy the opportunity, the capability for Iran in any time in the near future from being able to develop nuclear weapons, and once we do that, we're done. I think you can probably garner a fair amount of support here for this. I think Israel has been very smart in both the way they've gone about and executed the plan, but also with the PR game, which is we have nothing against the people of Iran. In fact, we are very supportive of you. It's part of why we are doing what we're doing, is we genuinely want to help you out. And these folks are putting you, meaning your leadership right now, is putting you in grave danger along with the rest of the world. And so, again, if you get that word out, we are specifically not targeting and doing everything we can to avoid civilian casualties, but we need to remove this threat to the rest of the world. And once we do that, boom, we're done. Because where you get into trouble is, and we've gotten into trouble many times over the years, is, all right, now we've done that, and this is the government we want to install. Because, again, you don't know once that government gets in control, whatever leaders are there, how that develops. And we keep, over history, we seem to always think that, nope, it can't be worse than this last group. And not all of the time, but pretty consistently, we've ended up with worse situations, or at least situations as bad. And so I don't think we necessarily want to get into, would we like a regime change? Yes. Definitively, clearly, yes. Should we go about actively creating that situation? I would argue no. But if we can go in and get, and whether it's we or Israel, but if the nuclear threat can be removed from Iran, and I think it can, listening to the experts, and I'm certainly not an expert, I'm reading through it, I'm listening to the discussions, but that seems to me, all right, objective met, boom, we're done, and then see where it unfolds. It does feel like there could be a revolution then in Iran at that point, but difficult, much like China. There's a lot of people that want that freedom, but you have a government and you have an army, and it is a brutal, ruthless army to its own people. And I don't think we want to get, I don't want to see us get involved on that end.
All right. Take a break in a moment. Syria is the template. I see Syria is the template. Syria was a total mess. Assad was ruthless, and for all those decades and so on, a lot of people didn't like him, fought it, civil war, just horrible, horrible, and then all of a sudden, relatively quickly, he's gone. And now you got a whole new Syria, which is not nearly as dangerous to Israel as the old Syria was. Great. Okay, that's for regional peace. Yep. That's a good thing. Can they do it again in Iran? There's the question. All right. And should we get, if we get directly involved means our planes deliver those bombs you were talking about. Yeah. Not Israeli planes. Our planes deliver them. That means we're directly getting involved. Is that what we want to do? That's what the White House is kind of debating right now.
Yeah.
I think they'd really rather not. All right. They don't want to. Israel has done amazing things here in a week.
Beyond amazing.
But there's a limit there.
Yeah.
And of course, our limits are much higher. We could do more. All right, let's take a break. All right, let's talk here for a Wednesday morning. We'll come right back after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 97, The Fox.
The road to a new career starts here. Join Glenn O. Hobaker Saturday, June 21st at CPI for our driver information session. From 9 to 10 a.m., experienced triaxle drivers can learn about driving for GOH. Or join us from 11 to noon if you're interested in the GOH triaxle trainee program. Don't miss the chance to drive your future forward with GOH. That's Saturday, June 21st at CPI 540 North Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. A late breakfast we've provided, Glenn O. Hobaker Incorporated, is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Speaking of whole milk, how about that rain? Wait, what?
What?
Hopefully the Spikes get one in tonight.
Ah.
Good luck. Stay college and, you know, you could have some milk, I suppose. I choose the beer and hot dog route myself,
yeah,
but
say,
that's, you know, teach.
Do they serve milk at the ballpark?
I don't think they do. I don't know. I've never really looked into that, to be honest.
Do they have like a kid's meal maybe with milk? I don't know. Usually a kid's meal is supposed to have milk.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, folks, we're out of time. Lucky you.
Huh.
All right, now stay tuned. We've got Dan Patrick, Fox Sports. Lots of great shows coming up. We'll be back here again tomorrow to see what more trouble we can get into. All right, you up for them?
I will be here.
Okay.
Ready and raring to go. Folks, have a great Wednesday.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The